You and I have something very much in common, that you're between ministers, and I believe Ellen was here for about 8 years, and I've just left my church that I've served for 8.5 years. Now, I knew that God had told me it was time to step down, that there was something different for me to do. I knew that, and I know better than to follow God's guidance, right? But then change happens. And sometimes, what are our reactions? We might think about, where did I go wrong in this? I rehearse things like, could have I done better? I would take different things that happened in my church and think, oh, dang, if I would have only handled that differently. Or then there's those times of blame. Now, that's a good one too, isn't it? We blame other people, or we blame ourselves. So we have these human reactions. And we have a way of dealing with that, right? And what I say is when change happens, change everything. Yep, it's time to change everything. So today we're going to talk about realities. And there's three realities in our life. We have the ultimate reality. We have the observed reality. And then we have the distorted reality. I think we all know those pretty well. And what if, at the very beginning of change, instead of what's wrong, we went to, this change is for me. This change is my divine appointment. I am going to my greater good. There's only one presence, one God, God the good omnipotent. We just said that. So how do we go to that place of blame? And I should do this, and I should do that. I should have done it differently. I should do this. So let's travel together today as we talk about those realities. But first, I want to tell you about a divine appointment, because I've had many divine appointments. But this divine appointment was that I was chair of Unity Worldwide Ministries. We had an opening on the board, and a certain name came up. And we vetted this person and voted him in, and then I got to call and invite him on board. Well, I committed the cardinal's mistake. I call up, and I talk to his spouse, and I tell his spouse everything I'm going to say to him. And I got off the phone and went, oh, dear. You know, you're supposed to do one-on-ones with people. But, you know, I made instant friends with this person. And then, of course, I talked to the gentleman who was on board for the board. we became instant friends. And, of course, you know that it's Tim and Baxter. And Tim was the one that served on the board. But we became instant friends. And I knew without a doubt that this was divine appointment. So I just say thank you guys for being a divine appointment in my life, because you can just feel that heart connection when it happens. So thank you. So we have change. And I know I've done transitional ministry work with other churches, not my church, not me, other churches. And usually we say, okay, what's your transition stress about now? When a minister leaves, or when, in my life, when I leave a church. And from 1 to 10, what do you think it, where it is on most churches? 8. Anybody else? 10. 10. That's the way we perceive change. 10. So if we really think that this is, all about divine appointment. We just need to change our perspective on change, right? So let me talk a little bit about, well, we know what ultimate reality is. Ultimate reality is what's really going on. It's what's so, what's going on. Then there's observed reality, and that's really when you make progress. It's when, oh, isn't this interesting, what's going on in my life? Oh, wow, I'm just here as the independent observer, seeing what's going on. And then there's the distorted reality. So let's talk about the distorted reality, okay? I think this is what happens to me, and I think it happens to all of us, is that we hear that still small voice that moves us into a different direction. And this is the mind's job, okay? Your mind will go and look at all reality. We lose our job. We lose our minister. We lose our home. I mean, these are big changes that happen to us. And where do we go? We're mortified. We're upset. And then finally, we become afraid. And that's pretty well the way we go about that. But then something else happens to us, because I have worked with this with me. I am a positive unity minister. I believe in God the good, omnipotent. And then I will go home and go, yikes, what's happening here? Yikes. And then I'm like, it's only one presence and one power, and that works. So I hope we talk a little bit further than just affirmations here today, because I love affirmations, but there's a different way of working with them that I'd like to share with you today. But let's talk about what your mind does. I'll give you an example. Your spouse leaves you, and they go out that door, and you never see them again. You don't want this, but it's over. Got it? Well, what does your mind do? And it's very normal. Click, 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 click. Your mind all of a sudden goes, I remember when my dad left at 6. I remember when I left my first boyfriend. I remember all the way down to I was in the crib and my mom left me. She put me down for a nap, closed the door, and I didn't know when she was going to come back. That's how deep that goes. That's pretty tough stuff, right? And even the most magnificent thing about that is you might not be a person that was ever abandoned, but I don't think that's probably possible. I think we've all been abandoned in some way. But maybe you have never been left or abandoned. But guess what? You are a part of the human species. You have the feeling in your cellular memories, right? You have the memories of your ancestry in your cells. So when we're in positive thought and we're just saying, well, keep your thoughts positive, well, you're having a reaction that goes from generation to generation to generation, right? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? The distorted reality that leads you to hurt and a deep, deep sadness. Now, that's the mind's job, okay? It's trying to keep you safe. It's the reptilian brain. It's the reptilian brain that is going, oh, I got to calculate this stuff. I want to keep you safe. I want to keep her safe. I want to keep him safe. And I'm going to calculate every time I've ever been hurt. And it just brings up all of this emotion. So how does this work? First of all, I want to say to you that, let's see, your truth is not discovered, it's created. Okay? Because we are that co-creator with God in our lives. So, if truth is not discovered, it is created, then we have to go to calculating, why do we always go to the past, the negative past experience in our minds, okay? Well, it is keeping us safe. It's the reptilian brain. You know, when you're a little two-year-old, thank God you have that reptilian brain. When you touch that stove and it's hot and you had that quick reaction of, I'm not going to do that again. It is really, really for our good. But now in unity, I hope that we are ready to go from distorted reality to observed reality to the ultimate reality. So how do we do that? Well, we have the ability to change our thoughts. Therefore, change our emotions. Therefore, change our reality. Right? Now, I've heard it plenty of times before of, oh yeah, affirmations are sweet little sentences that you just utter the words and it makes it happen. And you know, that is not my opinion of what an affirmation is. And we do have the ability to step in into prayer and meditation and change our reality. So let me give you an example. This is about going into the silence. And I know many of us have a prayer and meditation and silence practice, but it's essential. My favorite thing to say to a Unity church, because I've heard this plenty of times, that I will say, meditate 10 minutes a day. I meditate an hour a day. I've gone to points where I meditate 3 hours a day. Oh, I could just go off on different tangents, but I'll stay. So I have people that come to my church and we have meditation. And I said, well, are you meditating? I don't have time to meditate. And I'm just like, huh. You don't have time. You don't have 10 minutes a day out of 24 hours. 10 minutes, 20, an hour to meditate? Guess what, folks? The only thing you're going to take out of this world is your consciousness. Are you going to take your job, your spouse? But you will take your consciousness. It will catapults you to a different level. Because I believe in reincarnation. I'm coming back. And everything I do into this life, in my prayer and meditation, I'll bring back to my next life. And guess what, too? You bring back all of the other stuff, the subconscious stuff, that you get to work on again. So let's talk about prayer and silence. And this comes from Eric Butterworth. It's nothing new. But what he says is you go into the silence. You go into the silence, and you feel that love that you are, and you just really feel that. And then you get your affirmation. And in that silence, when you're just feeling the love and the presence of God, you take your affirmation, and it's kind of like this. You take your bow, and you go back, 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 back. Pew! And you send out your affirmation. And the easiest affirmation you can do is, I am. And I'll share with you my favorite, Infinite Spirit, lead me and guide me to my divine destiny. When this change came to me, I went, I surrender to the infinite possibilities of the universe. Ooh. Ooh. Now, if you think that just saying these words are going to change your life, they're words. You have the responsibility to embody those words. You become those words. You become the power of those words. That's in your capacity of a human being. It's not the words that make it happen. It's the energy you become to make that fulfillment within your life. So, at this point of my talk, I wanted to really zazz it up for you. I wanted to make sure that you really, really remember it. Okay? Okay, because you're going to remember this. That's one thing when somebody goes, I don't remember what she said. Okay, you're going to remember this one. So let me tell you my thing that I'm working with right now. I'm working with hypnosis. And by gosh, I am a master hypnotist. So at first, do I have your permission to hypnotize you? Okay. So, as we get ready for this, I have your permission, right? And you're going to remember it. Let's see, I have to get down here a little bit further. Oh, I forgot my quotes from Charles Fillmore and the Bible, but I can bring those in later. Okay, so I have your permission to hypnotize you, right? Okay, so just breathe in. Breathe in. Now, to take you out of this trance, you have to remember these words. God is, I am. Got it? Let's say it together. God is, I am. Okay. So as you just go deeper and deeper and relax into your own beingness, if it feels right for you, gently close your eyes and let my words become your words. And I would like to share with you a vision for unity of Wimberley. A blanket of warmth and welcoming energy envelops everyone who walks onto this campus. And at the same time, there is a wonderful energy of excitement for expressing life at the highest level possible from a place of deep God-centeredness. It is obvious, even at first glance, that the congregation is deeply connected with one another, and at the same time, generously open-hearted to others joining in the love fest. The divinely inspired dreams and aspirations of each member, congregant, and friend are incubated here through tremendous encouragement, outrageous support, and sweet nurturing. And people experience real, tangible expansions of who they are and how they live their lives. Individuals from all walks of life called to develop their spiritual leadership abilities and then take their newfound consciousness skills not only into the life of Unity of Wimberley, but out into their individual businesses, communities, schools, families, so that God's love, light, and truth Unity of Wimberley style reaches far and wide, way beyond our walls. Individually, as well as collectively, as a spiritual community, we awaken from any trance of scarcity and continually live in the abundant flow of God's good through purpose-driven livelihood. Living and loving relationships, peace of mind, physical brilliance, spiritual fulfillment, and financial abundance. On the financial front, the question, "Can I afford this?" is hereby and forever replaced with, "Is this mine to do?" If the answer is yes, then it's easy and effortlessly done, and all the resources needed for its fulfillment are readily at hand. The infinite magnificence in unity of Wimberley's youth is called forth in ways greater than ever before. There is a beautiful synergy between what the parents and guardians are experiencing in the Sunday service and what the children are experiencing in the youth church. Because of this, rich conversations, deeper connections, and relating with one another through spiritual principles become the norm within the homes of our families. Through expanded awareness, out-of-the-box thinking, and conscious action, we band together as a community to be an influence for the restoration and regeneration of Mother Earth, while supporting and empowering other New Thought communities to do the same. This year, more than ever before, we are big as and for God. We are an avenue for creative mind to express here on earth. We are an example of living fully, and we are a joyous, all-embracing fellowship. We are so happy and grateful to be living this expanded vision now. Thank you, God, and so let it be. And then for us individually, I live in an abundant universe that delights in expressing its limitless supply through me. I make welcome, attune to, and take action any and all opportunities that come my way to increase the flow of abundance in my life. I surround myself with people who delight in the freedom that money represents, who are generous givers as well as grateful receivers, and who continually embrace the flow of abundance in their lives. I recognize that money flows to me easy and effortlessly, and I move through my day with calm confidence, knowing that this is so. I say yes only to those things that lead to greater expansion, flow, and abundance in my life. And so it is, and we let it be. As we feel the truth into expression, we remember truth is created, it is not discovered. And now, my friends, our trance is over. God is, I am. God is, I am. Do you feel the difference? Are you expanded? So you see, if you remember anything that I said here today, all you have to remember is God is and I am. God bless you. Yeah. It's interesting how you just start touching the heart. Anyway, it's time for prayer and meditation, so let us pray. Whew. So we're going to remember and breathe in, God is, I am. God is, I am. God is, I am. And now I'm also going to ask you to touch your heart, your physical heart, that touch of your hand actually really just touches that physical heart. And when any time with practice, and you have times of stress or change that you don't know what to do, you touch your heart, and that'll be just enough to bring you back to God is, I am. So now I share with you one of my favorite meditations. And as I hold my heart, I breathe in the energy through my crown chakra. And it's the energy of Father Sky. This energy turns into a beautiful golden light that fills every one of my cells. And this beautiful golden light harmonizes every cell to work together as one. And then I breathe through and let that energy go down to Mother Earth, deep, deep down into Mother Earth. We are connected at a greater level. Let's do that one more time. Breathe in from Father Sky into every cell of your body, and then back down into the earth. We are connected now with the ethers and the wonderful energy of the earth in a very magical sense. As we touch our hearts, we are one with each other. So now I ask you to remember a time when you deeply, deeply loved. It might be a time with your spouse, a time with your child, a time out in nature, or a time with your beloved pets. But feel that unconditional love now. Bring that energy into your heart and remember it with all your strength. Because the truth of it is, the only one true emotion is love. Love changes everything. That's what we're here to do, my friends, is to love one another and to love ourselves through any changes. And now bring the thought of gratitude. What are you grateful for? Maybe this church, your family, your children, your home, unity. Feel that gratitude, because love and gratitude is your creative power. Your creative power. So if there's anything that is disturbing you, it might be maybe the changes that are going on in this church, in your life. Bring them to mind and feel them very deeply, because they are an energy that is crying for your love to be transformed. So bring them to mind and feel them. I'm going to just let you feel them for a moment in the silence. And now you just envelop them in love. And say, thank you. I know you're just trying to keep me safe. You're just doing your job to help me. So thank you for being part of my life. And now I'm ready to love you, transmute you, and let you go. We let you go into the universe to be transmuted and to replace that place. What is the next thing on your path to do? Surrender to the infinite possibilities of the universe. Surrender to the infinite possibilities of the universe. And now we just say, maybe you have something on your heart, maybe not, but be assured that it will follow in the next coming days. That all you have to do is your work, and God comes rushing in to answer all quests, all possibilities, and all avenues of being the Christ light that we are meant to be. Through the power and the presence of the living Christ nature, we affirm this to be so, and so it is. Amen and amen. Now I have one more request, okay? And this is just coming from my heart. You are a wonderful Unity community. And I really, really know that this is a change that's really hard for you. So I ask you to take each other's hands and commit to making this change together. Because this church are you and you and you. There's no room for division, only room to being the greatest Unity Church and the greatest Christ lights that you can be. God bless you, and thank you for having me.
And let's anchor this. All the harmony in raised voices with this. There's a big healing going on right now. So let's do this.
Alleluia.